ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon. And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post!
Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elis! Albert Elis! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, everybody, away we go tonight with Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And I thank you for tuning in tonight. As always, we are presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. Any type of accident you get in, they're going to work for you 24-7. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Big thank you to them. Tonight, we're going to take a deep dive into Diego Armando Maradona and the effect that he has had on a country and the game of soccer. Recently passed at 60 years of age, the Argentine skill master came from one of the poorest places in the Buenos Aires, Argentina area, to lifting the World Cup in 1986. Now, that's the same Maradona who led Napoli to two Serie A titles. Sublime, effortless, razor-sharp skills. I think anybody who has ever watched some of these famous warm-ups with him, and you just realized how relaxed and at one with the ball he is. Think about when you go and juggle a soccer ball. Nobody looks as effortless as this guy. A slalom skier in and amongst opponents. Powerful, low center of gravity, change of direction, ability to stop, ridiculous skills, hand of God, famous for the goal of the century against England in the quarterfinals in Mexico City. Tonight, we want to take your phone calls on Diego Maradona. Was he the greatest player ever? And then also give us your Maradona moment, how it might have affected the way you look at the game of soccer. 713-780-3776, or as in South America, football. 713-780-3776. Now, let's not forget, we have to draw a line in the sand, because this same Maradona, like all of us, we're not perfect, and he was far from that. Alcohol, cocaine addiction, numerous problems, but this guy was deified by his country and by the fans of Napoli, turned into a god, agony and ecstasy. But one thing was never in doubt, and that was the love and joy he played the game of soccer with. It oozed when he played the game. He had a divine connection with football, remarkable to watch. And as we all know, like I said, we're all imperfect as humans, but he had a lot of demons. And in some ways that played off of his perfection that you saw so many times on the field. Tonight we get testimony from like a whole bunch of different people in world soccer. We will have Andreas Cantor on tonight. He will talk about Diego Maradona. He has met him and done interviews with him about 10 times, he told me. Another one that nobody really has talked about too much, but Steve Hodge was the England defender in the 86 World Cup quarterfinal that tried to play the back pass to Peter Shilton. Now, remember, back in those days, you could pass the ball back to the goalkeeper and he could collect it with his hands. Well, he tried to one touch it in the air back to him, and that was the moment the hand of God took place. Now, Steve Hodge ended up trading jerseys with Maradona, but he has some reflection on that game and those moments. Now, I'm not going to give it all away, but one thing Steve Hodge said, who was a midfielder for England, is that field was in terrible shape. And to him, that made that second Maradona goal, which is called the goal of the century, even more important. So 713-780-3776. Behind the glass, as usual, is Aaron Raybould. Aaron, how are you tonight?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Did you know much about Maradona? Because I know you were a youth soccer player up in the Cyprus area.
I did. All of my coaches and trainers and stuff, they would mention it, but for some reason they focused more on Pele. when I was a kid.
Yep. Well, that's our question tonight. Who was better? Who was the greatest player ever? Was it Diego Maradona? Was it Pelé? And I'll tell you one that doesn't get gifted in there, should be, he would have been in the same conversation if he had won the World Cup, and that is Johan Cruyff of the Netherlands. 713-780-3776. Let's start it off. Let's just play the sound of the Maradona Hand of God goal, Aaron.
Maradona just walked away from Hoddle then. Maradona smokes and Maradona! They're appealing for offside. The ball came back off the foot of Steve Hodge, and Maradona gives Argentina the lead. The England players protesting to the referee. But the little man who started it by walking past Glenn Hoddle, that's where the ball came from Hodge. Maradona had continued the run forward, and the goal is given. What point was he offside? Or was it a use of the hand that England are complaining about?
Maradona puede tocar para Enrique, siempre Maradona, es un drible, se va entre tres, siempre Diego, genial, 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 tocó para Valdano, entró Maradona, pasó el gol, gol,
gol. This is Hand of God goal call in Spanish. How about goal of the century now, Aaron? We'll go. Now, this is, now remember, this is indelible because two of the most remembered and glorified goals in the history of the World Cup came in a span of a couple of minutes from Maradona in this game to eliminate England. Remember, the Falklands and Malvinas conflict had occurred a couple of years earlier. So there was a political edge around this game as well. So here's the goal of the century. This is where he slaloms through five players on England. This is done at Azteca Stadium in Mexico. The field is not in great condition, and you're going to hear that from Steve Hodge a little bit later. Here we go. Maradona, goal of the century.
We haven't been able to control the play in midfield the way that Maradona has been able to do. And he's hurting England again here. It's a brilliant run. It's one of the World Cup great goals.
Cuando yo lo veo dudar a Fenway, le tiro la pelota adelante, se la tiro a él. Cuando se la tiro adelante, él me quiere meter la mano. Pero yo venía a 100 por hora. A mí no me paraba nadie. Cuando voy a patear, lo veo a Shilton que me tapa todo el arco. Cuando voy a patear, veo que Shilton sale así todo el arco me tapaba. Entonces la amago, la juego cortita. Y Shilton queda despatarrado y la empujo. Y siento una patada de Butcher en la derecha, en el tobillo, que me rompió el tobillo. Pero era tan grande la alegría del gol que no me dolió.
So that was Diego Maradona at the end there, actually talking about the second goal. He said, in translation, quote, when I see Fenwick doubt, Fenwick was an England player, I hit the ball forward. When I hit it forward, he wants to put his hand in, but I was coming at 100 miles an hour. No one was stopping me. When I got to kick, I see Shilton covering the entire arc, so I fake him. I play it short. Shilton is left spread out. That's the England goalkeeper, and I push it in. I felt a kick from Butcher on my right, on my ankle. That broke my ankle, but the joy from the goal was so great that it didn't hurt. So that was Diego Maradona describing his goal. 713-780-3776. Maradona, the greatest ever. Pelé, better than Pelé. What do you got out there? Tonight we're going to hear from a number of different people on this program. I want to go, if you can get me there, Aaron, to the fourth soundbite of Steve Hodge. And this is talking about that second goal that Maradona scored against England, the one he just described.
You know, if you give somebody a ball and said, with no opposition, and said, run the ball that way at pace 60 yards on a bobbly pitch, I'll bet you sometimes they won't get there because there'd be a bobble or a bad touch or something would happen. But to do it against a good England team, some good defenders on an awful pitch at pace in a World Cup, it was incredible. It really was. There's this term about a floor genius, and you know, a lot of players have had that characteristic in their lives of being genius footballers, and then other things take over in their lives sometimes. And obviously, he's probably the most high-profile one who's been a bit like that. But as a footballer, I just see the football side of someone like that. I've not seen, you know, I never saw Pelé play live. I always think that could Pelé have, you know, brought the Argentina team to a World Cup in 86 on his own? I'm not so sure about that. People will say I'm biased, but I don't think Pelé could have dribbled like he dribbled and carried a team like he carried that team to 86 and to 1990, the final as well, and they were probably an even more average team in 1990. I think to carry two average teams to two finals is some, on his own more or less, is some feat. And I just think he was just a truly wonderful player. That for me, it was a privilege to be on the pitch twice with him in my career. To say to your grandkids and your kids that, you know, see that fella there, played against him twice. I'll tell you what, he was brilliant.
So Steve Hodge, who played in midfield for England that day, has said what a lot of people have said, that the reason this was so special in 86 and then 90, he took them to the final too. They lost to West Germany 1-0, a team that had Jürgen Klinsmann on it. But a lot that comes out is that Maradona was not supported by the greatest team. Now, that's debatable, but Hodge mentioned it there, and that he literally lifted this team as an individual player. And what a captain he was, what a fighter he was, what a winner he was on the soccer field. I think no question about that. We also have more tonight on the Dynamo roster drop today. We'll talk a little bit about that. There's some interesting things to ponder there. But remember, there's a lot of players whose options were not picked up that still could get picked up due to renegotiation. So we'll talk some of that tonight. 713-780-3776 is a number. We're talking Diego Maradona. Better than Pelé? Was he the greatest ever? You tell me. Get your calls in. We're going to go right now to Manchester City coach Pep Guardiola, who missed playing with him at Barcelona during the brief time that Maradona was at Barcelona after a record transfer fee. Here's Pep Guardiola on Diego Maradona.
It was a banner in Argentina thing 1 year ago. I read it that it said, no matter what you have done with your life, Diego, it matter what you have done for our lives. I think expressed perfectly what this guy gave us, the man of joy and the pleasure and his commitment for his the world football. He made the world football better. His performance in, you know, what he had done in Napoli, a team for the South, and especially with a national team in Argentina, Mexico, 86, was something unbelievable. And yeah, rest in peace. And in behalf of Manchester City, of course, a big hug for all his family. Well, our little boy with my dad sometimes came to Barcelona to see Maradona playing football. It was incredible. Unfortunately, had an blow, a great, great injury, big injury. And his period was short. When I arrived to the academy, he lives to Napoli. I was not in the locker room with him, but all the people who was with him in the locker rooms expressed how his generosity, his thinking for all of them, defend the position for the to make a better world football, and on the pitch was something unique for one or two generations. Was a player like I said, wow, what a player is playing right now. So it's a sad news. We knew that it was not perfect, and yeah, a big hug for all his family.
So that was Pep Guardiola of Manchester City. Let's move on now to another piece of sound here. Now, this is from Gary Lineker. Gary Lineker was a striker on that day in 86, and by the way, played in La Liga as well. He was on the field that day against Maradona. He did score the England goal that made it 2-1, and England had a little bit of a push at the end. Here is Gary Lineker.
having spent the time that I did with him. He's so revered. He's worshipped in Argentina. He constantly had a huge entourage around him. And I went to see a game, and I'll never forget it, see Boca Juniors play. And it was, he had his own little box there, and I went with his family. And he's standing there, and the atmosphere was unbelievable at this game. And his family, his, one of his daughters was literally holding him, and he's screaming over the balcony, holding him so he wouldn't actually fall off. I mean, he had such an incredible passion for the game. I never thought in my lifetime that I would see anyone come remotely close to Diego in terms of ability with a football. I think we've seen Messi, who's is very similar in many ways. Obviously, Argentinian, diminutive, brilliant left foot. But Diego was incredible. I actually played with him as well for half a game, played for the rest of the world. And at Wembley against, funnily enough, for the English league side, because it was centenary, I played for the rest of the world because I was at Barcelona at the time. And all the players, there's people like Platini on the pitch, lots of great, great players from around the world. And everyone was totally in awe of him. First thing he did was in the dressing room, he sat there, just a pair of shorts. And you know, like you roll your socks up. He just stood them and he juggled them on his left foot. Just like that for about 5 minutes. And everyone was going, whoa. And then we went out on the pitch. And I think I can stand up and show you this. He did something that was incredible. One of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen on a football pitch. It might not sound that amazing to you at home, but you, I think you'll appreciate this. He juggled the ball all the way out to the centre circle. And then he got to the centre circle, still juggling it. And then he went, bang, and he whacked it as high as he possibly could. And he waited. And it came down, and he went bang, and he did it again. And he did it 13 times, and the most he ever did was walk 3 paces to it. And all of us were sitting there going, oh my God, that's...
like I was there.
That's impossible.
It is.
And I remember going to train the next day in Barcelona and stuff, and we all tried it, and the best anyone did was 3, and they were running for the third one. And I've just never seen anyone have just such a beautiful affection with a football.
I've never seen anyone have such a beautiful affection for a football. And that's a thing of beauty right there. That was Gary Lineker talking about Diego Maradona. The amount of these stories that come out about, you know, these unique moments, whether it's during the course of 90 minutes or preparing for a game, those famous warm-up videos he's had, pretty remarkable. His teammate Jorge Valdano said, quote, "The football was the toy of his life," when talking about Diego Maradona. 713-780-3776. Houston Dynamo roster dropping today. We'll talk about that today. There was Champions League as well. How about this one from Todd Ramos, the Dynamo coach? Quote, "Maradona changes the way the world measured skill." That's a good one. The great writer, Eduardo Galeano, an Uruguayan. The late great writer, by the way. "Maradona was the most human of the gods, and he certainly isn't perfect. Messiah, God, he was deified. Boy, did he bring confidence to a country. And he had the ups and downs. The 86 win, 94 here in the U.S., he was expelled from the tournament. He was a visionary. He was definitely full of some contradictions. Lionel Messi said, quote, "He has left us, but will never leave us because Diego is eternal." Let's get some phone calls lined up here. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Quick word for Advantage BMW Midtown. I've driven a BMW for years. I've leased, I've bought from Advantage. The drive of a BMW is like no other. I've got an X5. And the other thing I like at Advantage BMW Midtown is the customer service. It's second to none. Advantage BMW Midtown has you covered. Sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get the 3, a 5, a 7 series at Advantage BMW Midtown. Get that Houston hometown advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Proud sponsors of Soccer Matters. Take a break. We'll come back.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital.
to rock around. That's right. On top.
Here we go. I'm Greg Berhalter. You're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
And the break is on now for Shakhtar, led by Tyson. Shakhtar countering quickly. Kovalenko had to check his run, but still they come forward. And a misunderstanding, which has presented Dentinho with a chance. Can they do now in Ukraine what they did in Spain? The break is on again. Solomon has advanced a long way, and he has beaten Courtois, and Shakhtar have their second goal. And this game is now beyond the reach of Real Madrid, surely.
2-0 today for Shakhtar Donetsk over Real Madrid. We welcome you back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Take your call, 713-780-3776 on Diego Maradona, Houston Dynamo roster dropping. We'll do some talk about that. Tonight we will also have a wonderful interview with the legendary commentator, Colin Jose Winner. He is Andreas Kantor, and great to have a colleague in my industry that esteemed on the show here tonight. 35 years in the business. Andreas, by the way, started as a journalist at 16 and a half out in Los Angeles, which is pretty amazing. Hey, Nebo Bandovic, the former leading scorer for the Houston Hotshots, he wants to invite you to start your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. He finished his soccer career. He was scoring goals over there at the Summit. Went on to build a real estate investing empire with a multi-million dollar portfolio. He wants to teach you how to do the same. You follow him at Nebo. Nebo Bandovic, at Nebo Bandovic, N-E-B-A-N-D-O-V-I-C on Instagram. You'll get daily tips, secrets, more information on how to be mentored by the master himself through the VIP program. Also, big shout-out to Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway, Marquee Entertainment Center, 18 TVs, big screens, Houston Liverpool supporters group out there. Get out there to Hugh O'Connor's. They have steak nights, tremendous food there, and, of course, it is the home of the Liverpool supporters group. So you know what? That makes sense here. Let's run this soundbite, Aaron, of Jurgen Klopp, the manager of Liverpool, talking about Diego Maradona.
The best through my lifetime, which I watched most often, that's maybe not right anymore because I saw Cristiano and Lionel as well now a lot of time. But during my own playing career, he was the standout player, and his life, I think, shows how nice life can be when you are a world-class footballer and how difficult it can be as well. So he was a very, very impressive figure, and I had told already, I had met him once, which is for a player, I was not a player anymore, but for a player of my level, which I was like meeting the Pope, to be honest, and that's was really, really special. So I football will miss him, I will miss him, and you can see with all the reactions all over the world, if we would have shown our love for him without having to have a selfie, if we would have shown him the respect he deserves while he was still alive, I think we could have helped him.
Yeah, that was very interesting there. So Jurgen Klopp calling him the Pope, and then he did reference, and you don't want to reference kind of the things that happened off the field with Maradona, but let's face it, this is a part of the story. This is also part why he was so beloved, because he had so many challenges in life, and he seemed to keep coming back from them. 713-780-3776 today. Liverpool a 1-0 win over Ajax. That game was at Anfield. A lot of youth played by Jurgen Klopp in this one. A mistaken goal by Andre Onanen of Ajax, and Curtis Jones would get the goal. But Liverpool playing a number of academy players. They got breathing room now in the Champions League. They're going to be able to take a good rest in that final game for some of their players that are logging a lot of minutes. So, you know, the other part of Maradona, it was the drug addiction, Napoli, number of children, different women. So there is that dark side. And we saw him many times dancing with the Grim Reaper. I don't think there's any question over the last 20 years, from 40 on. The weight changes, the look of a man that was battling addiction, but then he'd keep fighting back. I mean, he even fought back to the point where he was given the job as the Argentine national coach. But the way he played the game, and the passion, the desire to win, pretty off the charts. If you watch the documentary, I watched it on YouTube TV, but it's on HBO. It's called Diego Maradona. It's absolutely remarkable documentary. Some of the things that happen when he goes to Napoli and they win two titles. And I mean, this guy literally cannot go out of his house. I mean, there's people making physical contact with him. The Italians are, you know, hugging him, kissing him. There's one moment in there where some guy comes up and kisses him on the lips and he starts screaming, "Not on the lips, not on the lips." So it is remarkable. But there is a... I just feel sad that he's not around anymore. And then I just drift back to that goal in the 86 quarterfinals where he slaloms through everybody. And that, you know, if you watch that full game, you end that game, and obviously Argentina wins 2-1 against England in the quarterfinals, and they beat Belgium, and then they win in the final 3-2 against West Germany. But when you watch that game, just the aura, you just go, this guy's on another stratosphere than the other 21 guys out here. I mean, Glenn Hoddle was supposed to be, and he was a highly technical, great soccer player. Wasn't even close to this guy. Glenn Hoddle of England. In fact, I remember there were times that there was a big argument in England about he shouldn't even be included in the team because he's too technical and he's not a good enough worker and all those other things that come sometimes with the label of being a number 10 or a very, very technical player. This one from Gary Lineker, another one here. Quote, Maradona, arguably the greatest of all time. After a blessed but troubled life, hopefully he finally finds comfort in the hand of God. In the hands of God, plural. Now, he got ripped for that, but he said no, that was 100% heartfelt. Said he wanted and hopes he finds comfort in the hands of God. And of course, obviously, there's a quick backlash because we're all quick to judge these days so quickly. But that was another one from Gary Lineker. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's go to Jürgen Klinsmann, who played against Maradona, the 90 final, West Germany winning that 1-0. Well, I guess we were going to try.
Played a European Cup final against him. I played with Germany, Argentina in the 90 World Cup final against him, where we had to man mark him to kind of keep him under control. He was just full of creativity. He was just inventful. He was just, you never knew what he was doing the next moment. And he got so much stick. He was continuously fouled, hammered by defenders, by midfielders. So everybody was chasing him. And he always found solutions. Maradona was a genius in finding solutions on the field. The goals that he scored were so creative, were just, it's just unique. He was just unique.
Remarkable stuff there from Klinsmann. Always found solutions on the field. All right, we're going to get the sense of what this means to Argentines. Great friend, you know him in Houston for a long, long time in the soccer community. Danny Gonzalez, he is the owner of Tortoni Restaurant, which is out on I-10, right near Patagonia, and our good friend Sebastian Abraham. These two guys love each other, even though they're Danny's a River Plate fan, and Sebastian's a Boca Juniors fan. Danny joins us now. Danny, how are you?
Glenn, how are you? Good evening, sir.
I'm wishing you and Tortoni...
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm wishing you and Tortoni lots of people coming in, buying pasta and eating and living life like an Argentine does, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, today's a little different than what it used to be, you know, but we're still hanging in there, you know. We're tied with a couple of minutes left, so we're still, you know, hoping that we're going to win. So, and we're going to beat this virus and everything is going to be back to normal. So hopefully, you know, that comes soon.
River Plate tonight in the Copa Libertadores. All right, Danny, as an Argentine, yes, when you heard the moment that Diego Maradona had passed, just tell me your feelings and what occurred.
Well, I thought it was a joke. It was somebody, actually it was my granddaughter, you know, who told me and said, hey, Abuelito, Maradona died. And I, you know, and I said, what does she know? And I said, you know, what does she know? I mean, she confused the name or something. So I did not pay attention, to be honest with you. I thought it was, you know, something, you know, completely made up. It was a big mistake. So after, you know, we went for lunch with my daughter and my granddaughter, and we were laughing, you know. And so then I got home, I turned on the TV, and I checked, you know, on the lower third on the TV, you know, I think it was ESPN or something like that. It said that Maradona has passed away. And then it hit me, and it hit me hard. And I said, no, this cannot happen. You know, once for everything that Maradona has done for us, I mean, I was a soccer player, Glenn. No, the only player in the world who pulled out a tear from me was Maradona in 1996. That was the only one. The pride that he showed, you know, on the national team, how important was the national team shirt, even though he was a big fan of Boca Juniors, you know, he was the god of Naples in Italy. But the most important thing for him was always, you know, the Argentina national team. So that, you know, it just made me so proud. I felt so good, you know, all my life with this guy, even though, you know, sometimes, you know, he say things that I don't agree with, but I cannot take it away that... He did the most important things for all Argentinian people, you know. And then by doing that, he make everybody fall in love with soccer, of his style of playing. And really, he was humble. He was, his level of education was very limited. Remember that this guy at 17, he was put on the Eiffel Tower, you know, with 500 reporters. They were educated, and there was not a fair fight right there. And then this guy became the father of his father, the father of his brothers. He became the head of the family, and at that early age, he started doing that, you know, for his whole family, you know, which is admirable. You know, I mean, you have to admire that in a person, you know, his kindness with the family. And, you know, being like that, you know, you have to recognize the person. Like I said, even though, you know, sometimes he say things that are not, they don't recall you, or they don't, you know, you don't agree with. But overall, you know, he was one of a kind, and he will be remembered for forever, I guess.
Talking to Danny Gonzalez, the owner of Tortoni Restaurant, former soccer player. He's been in the media. I mean, Danny's done it all. As an Argentine, and when you look back at your country right now, and you see what's going on with Maradona, he's lying in state, he's, you know, taken to be buried. Is he too godlike? I mean, has he been deified too much?
Yeah, I think in a way, you know, I think he was planning this moment. I mean, I had conversation with his nephew who lives here in Houston, and there is a lot of signs, you know, that more than a recognition that has been for him lately, you know, in every field around the country in Argentina, it was more than a farewell. You know, I think he... this guy has been under the radar under the microscope, for all his life. And I think he got tired of it. You know, he got tired of it. One of the things I recall with me, Glenn, is they asked him like 10 years ago. He said, you know, you reach the pinnacle. You reach to the top. And he said, yeah, I mean, I was a lucky guy. I did it, you know, and I did it with soccer. I did it with my passion. And And he said, and I know not too many people reach that status. And then the reporter asked him, so how does it feel? And he said, very lonely, because you are by yourself on top of, you know, on the top of the world. And that's scary, you know, because as a human, just like you and me and everybody else, Glenn, you know, the real values are friends and family. And this guy to think like that, that, you know, he was looking up, you know, looking down from upstairs. So, but he didn't have any. He was lonely, and he knew that he was lonely. And that's one of the things, you know, that it hits me the most, you know. And then, you know, he recognized all his mistakes. And one of the things that made me laugh is when he said that, you know, what a player I could have become if I didn't do drugs. And I, you know, and I hope, you know, every young player can listen to that, you know, and then trying to reach their highest level. Because he made a mistake, he recognized it, and he paid for it.
You know, you brought something up interesting. He was asked to be a decision maker at such a young age, supporting his family, thrust in front of the media at a very young age. And one of the things everybody says is that he never really tried to solve problems with anybody's help. Now, you know, somebody that's addicted and has those types of problems probably is going to need help. Do you think that's based on the way he was raised and the fact that he was thrust into the responsibility of financially and in other ways taking care of his family?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing, he was taking care of his family. The first contract he signed, you know, he grabbed all the money and bought his parents a house. You know, he's still driving a little Fiat 500, you know, it's a small and cheap car in Argentina. But he felt good, you know, buying his parents a house. But the only thing he knew about, you know, the togetherness with the family and protecting his family is the culture he was raised. But on the education part, I mean, to solve problems, you know, he was not prepared for that. He was, you know, he was outspoken. You know, remember he said, well, FIFA is a mafia. You know, this is, you know, this is wrong. But he never had the, he didn't have the answer to that. He was complaining about the treatment for the working class people, for the poor people. But he never got an answer, you know, how to overcome that or how to, you know, make something good about it, you know, because, you know, I think he couldn't even finish fourth grade or fifth grade. So his level of education was, well, I mean, he learned what he knew. He was, you know, the street. He was streetwise. And he knows and he realized that, you know, everything that he did was, you know, coming out of a passion. The other thing is, he reached such a pinnacle in his life that everybody told him yes on whatever he thought or whatever he wanted to do. You know, I was talking to Diego yesterday, and Diego told me, you know, what's the problem is all the people around him, you know, they all took advantage of him financially. But, you know, if he will, I don't know, just grab a bottle and throw against picture in a restaurant, the people that were with him, instead of to say, hey, Diego, come on, don't do that. I mean, remember, this guy almost didn't have a youth. The people tell him, oh, Diego, you're awesome. Look at how you hit the picture with the bottle. That's awesome. You know, and so how can you learn? You and I and regular guys, you know, we can learn from mistakes, you know, somebody them, hey, you know, somebody can tell you, hey, don't do that.
Yeah.
But him, everything, you know, was cheered for. And
Danny, I'm up on a hard break. I do have to go, but I want to thank you. I want to mention again Tortoni Italian Restaurant. It's at 8412 Katy Freeway. Get out there, go in there and talk to Danny. By the way, a lot of soccer players going, including Matias Almeida was in Danny's restaurant, Tortoni.
Yeah.
And they go to Tortoni and they go to the Patagonia over with Sebastian, too. They're right next to each other. So,
That's right.
Get out there.
Today was Victor Cabrera, you know, the defender of the Houston Dynamo. And one of our regulars, when he comes, when he's in town, is Matias Almeida.
Yeah. Perfect. And by the way, Danny, the
breaking news, no, when he was going to San Jose.
No, I knew he was going to San Jose because Danny told me he was in his restaurant, but I did not reveal it on purpose because I wanted to remain a professional. But Danny, I'm going to do that thing with the wine bottle. What's that?
I say, you know why you did that? Because you're still a soccer player. You know, all the people that we play soccer professionally, we are a community, and we understand that, you know, you don't have to go out and crucify or break something.
But Danny, listen to me very carefully. I am coming in. I'm going to do that Maradona thing with the wine bottle off the wall of one of the pictures in your restaurant, and I want you to tell me that you love me.
I love you, man. I love you. But then
all right,
I want to give you the check with the amount that you broke.
Yeah. That's when I leave town. Danny, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
really appreciate it, Glenn. And everybody, good night. And enjoy your evening. Enjoy this weather, which is terrific. Great weather to play soccer. Glenn, I love you, man. You take care.
Thank you, buddy. That's Danny Gonzalez, Tortoni Italian Restaurant. We're going to hear from his great buddy and my great buddy, Sebastian Abraham of Patagonia, Argentine Steakhouse, coming up. We're going to take a quick break. Before we go to break, just a reminder, our presenting sponsor, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, you get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle. You might drive an 18-wheeler or work in a refinery. Well, you call the Daspit Law Firm. 713-322-HURT. Daspit Law Firm is going to bring you a personalized approach. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. DaspitLaw.com. As we head to break, Christy Mewis scoring for the U.S. against Netherlands. What a great comeback that is with the ACL injury of the Houston Dash. Miguel Layún and family spotted in Austin yesterday. Raul Jimenez is going to be out for a number of weeks or months. Horrible clash. Skull fracture with the clash of heads with David Luiz. Surgery. He has tweeted he is doing well. U.S. soccer roster has dropped. Greg Vanney has stepped down as a Toronto FC coach. Heading to the L.A. Galaxy tonight. FC Dallas at Seattle. When we come back, Federico from Toto Dynamo joins us. Say, dance for me, dance for me, dance
for me, oh, oh. ESPN 97.5.
Hello, people. This is Alexi Lawless, and you are listening to Stop It Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN.
All right, welcome back, everybody. As we roll on here, a lot of great stuff on Diego Maradona tonight. We're going to get into the Dynamo roster. Plus, we do have the one and only Andreas Cantor joining us a little later from Telemundo and, of course, Football de Primera. Right now, good friend of mine, he is Toto Dynamo. He is Federico De Michelis. He joins us now. Federico, how are you?
Glenn, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you on, and first off, let me just let you know here, we're going to do about 4 or 5 minutes here. We're going to have to go to another break, and then you're going to hold over if you can and stay on with me in the next segment, if that's okay. So listen, as an Argentine, when you heard of the passing of Diego Maradona, what runs through the head of Federico De Michelis?
Oh, sadness, a lot of sadness. It was hard, lots of, you know, crying in silence, you know, not, you know, very, very... It's tough, you know. As an Argentine, it's tough. It's a moment that one didn't think could ever happen, you know.
What is the other, what is the other thing that he did? Taking Argentina to the top of the world game. I mean, he's getting, you know, winning the 86 World Cup. But the other thing is, isn't it kind of a confidence boost for an entire country? I mean, because of what he did on such a grand stage and the way he did it and his affection for football and his leadership qualities and the fight and determination he showed, which is, let's face it, that's an Argentine trait.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's a big part of his, you know, of why he became a legend, the way he did, you know, that famous match against England in the World Cup. It was a few years after the war. You know, Argentina was very, very hurt, very, feeling helpless about the situation. And to do that as an Argentine against England, there was a lot more in that game than just a game of soccer. And you know, it's like a story. You know, it's like a children's story. You almost can't believe it. You know, the amount of dramatism of the content of the situation. First, you know, stealing in the face of the people that stole land from you, you know, a few years back, being the giant that the British Empire is, you know, and being such a small brown kid from, you know, the ghettos of Buenos Aires, you know, with your hand. And not only that, but also 3 minutes later, showing them, you know, how to play the sport that they invented, you know, in the middle of a World Cup with everything that was being played at that moment, everything that it meant. You know, I talk about this, and I was, you know, I'm 31. I obviously didn't see it happen live, and I still get, you know, goosebumps and, you know, feelings that, you know, I just, you know, it's very hard not to get emotional when you think about the huge portion of, you know, Maradona, that we all have of Maradona as Argentines.
He's Federico De Michelis, covers the Dynamo with Toto Dynamo, also a good friend and a tremendous opera singer, by the way. Let's also, full disclosure, get that out. Don't worry, Federico, I'm not going to ask you to do a goal call opera style tonight, so don't get nervous. I already went to that well once. I will go back there one day, but it's not going to be tonight. Most indelible moment etched in your mind of Maradona, but you can't give me the hand of God, and you can't give me the second goal against England, even though I know that's huge. What would come in after that?
Well, there are plenty. For me, growing up, there was one goal in particular that touched me in terms of the magic of the game. You know, doing something that it's probably impossible to explain with the laws of physics that we know, which is that famous free kick with Napoli against Juventus, and that I think it was 1-0 the final score, the first time Napoli beat Juventus in I don't know how many years. I don't know if you recall that free kick. You know,
I do. It's in the documentary. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in his documentary.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's the other thing that people, and I think we have to discuss. He goes to Napoli, and they've got a little bit of a you know, they've got a complex about who they are in the south of Italy, and, you know, are we always bowing to Juventus and Milan and the north of Italy? So in some ways, it's almost kind of like when he takes Argentina to the World Cup with what he does with Napoli
exactly
and the people and how they fall in love with him. And then all of a sudden they win two Serie A titles, which they have never done with him. And, you know, it's almost like a carbon copy in a way at the club level in Italy.
It is. And that's, again, that's why he means so much to the people, you know, to the people. He did it in Napoli being, you know, what Napoli was, you know, with all the stigma of Camorra, you know, of the mafia, of being, you know, from the south, with everything that means in the Italian culture. Yeah, and the same was it in Argentina. Exactly the same. And he did it all by himself. You know, always putting himself in the more fair side of things, if I'm allowed the expression. You know, of course, there are many debatable positions and opinions and ways of doing things. But what is more objective is that he was always on the side of the people that needed him the most, you know, always trying to give people some joy through soccer.
Which he does. He's at Napoli from 84 to 91. He plays 188 times, 81 goals there. But, you know, at the end, he does get involved with the Camorra. They get their grips on him. He does have a cocaine problem. He has a whole bunch of other issues. And at the end, he, they're trying to throw him in jail, basically, and he's lucky to get out of there, Italy.
Yeah, and that, again, that has happened over and over. You know, a lot of people have talked about, you know, what would his career have been if he didn't mess with the people that he messed with. But at the same time, there's the other way of thinking about it, which is, you know, what many other people say, that it's like, look, if I were Maradona, I probably would have done the same, you know, because Maradona, there's only one, and it's very, very hard to be in the mind of someone that lived that kind of life. You know, he lived you know, 100 lives that, you know, of any normal person, all in one short little human being with an extraordinary talent and a feeling for the game and for the people, for his family, for the people that he defended every time he stepped on a pitch.
So there's no question. We know what the heights he took Argentina to, two World Cup finals, what he did at Napoli, what he did at Argentinos Juniors when he started his career from 76 to 81, two trips to Boca where he scored close to 40 goals for Boca in about 70 games, Barcelona, brief period. Be truthful with me. I shouldn't have said that because you are truthful with me. So that's a really silly thing to, you know, you know how when people say, I'm going to be honest with you, what you say back to that person is, so you've been dishonest the last 20 minutes? I mean, so I want your take on, did it hurt you to see his struggles? Did it hurt you to see him sometimes being caricatured? Did it hurt you to see him, you know, overweight with a puffy face, you know, looking like an addict, let's face it.
Yeah, I think it hurt all of us.
Because it bothers me. It bothered me. It bothered me.
Yeah. I think it bothered and it hurt also. Because, again, in Argentina, particularly, Diego is much more than a soccer player. You know, he's a brother, he's a friend, you know, he's a relative. He's someone that maybe not all of us knew, but that we all feel a very, very strong connection. But somehow, and, you know, I'm thinking about the other guest that you just had. I can't remember his name right now.
Danny Gonzalez.
Yes, Danny. Yeah. And Danny was saying, you know, well, sometimes he didn't have all the answers. You know, he brought problems, but he didn't have the answers. And you know, the thing and the relationship that I at least had with him was, I can't demand him any answers. You know, I can't ask him for anything more than what he has already given me, my loved ones, my country, my people, my everything. You know, Maradona escapes my possibility of judgment. You know, to judge him like as any.
Hold that thought, Federico. Hold that thought. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We'll do more with you here in this next segment. I think we're going to phase over a little bit and also to the Dynamo roster that went down today and maybe take a look at that and see if anything jumps out to us. Ramon Ramirez, not the one you think I'm talking about, Mexico fans. Some guy who's got a blue check, but it's not that Ramon Ramirez. He says it's time to sign Layún and Aguilar and bring back the 2014 Club America All-Stars that single-handedly dressed up in green, saved the soul of a nation when El Tri was at its darkest. Team of the people in Austin Brewing. That's coming out of Austin FC. Aguilar apparently, and I think this is coming from maybe Club America, has a link to the Houston Dynamo. We're going to take a break. Break is brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. My good friend Jan Christensen. Get over to Danish Inspirations. Best in contemporary furniture. Stressless lounges. The best, the most comfortable. Best for your posture and your back. You get them at Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. We're back with more.
ESPN 97.5.